It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. The Edward M. Kennedy Prize for Drama, inspired by American history, is Detroit 67 by Dominique Morisot. Dominique is a playwright, a poet, an actress, and a Detroit native, and she joins us now. Dominique, welcome to the program, and congratulations.
Hi, Jan. Thank you so much.
So tell us about Detroit 67.
Well, this play is part of three plays that I'm developing about my hometown of Detroit. And Detroit 67 is the first play in the cycle. It takes place during the year of the riots. It is about a brother and a sister who are running an after-hours joint out of their basement. And it's sort of about what happens when they both have different ideas about what to do with their family's inheritance money. The brother wants to use the money towards one thing and the sister wants to use it towards something else. I guess it's kind of similar to that in that respect to Raisin in the Sun. But it's sort of what happens when the riots hit and it takes both of their plans in a totally different direction. And so it's really about who has a stake in the city at the time of the riots. And it looks at what happens when a mysterious woman comes into the care of their family and sort of drives a bigger wedge between the brother and the sister who are having like philosophical differences about how to approach life and approach their family dynamic.
Now, you mentioned that this is the first in a three-play cycle. Is there a narrative arc for this cycle, or are they just snapshots of different points in Detroit's history?
I think all of the stories look at how community is developed in the city and where the spirit of survival exists among Detroiters in every decade and every generation.
In your work, you're marrying historical events in Detroit with fictional characters. How do you maintain the authenticity of the time and the voices in the process of creating a fictional work?
That's such a great question because it's something that I walk the line on that a lot because, I always want to honor the truth of the moment so that people that have lived it or know it very well can identify with it and the authenticity rings for them. At the same time, I can't be a slave to the facts of particular events because then I can't tell a story and crack open the vision of humanity that I'm trying to go for. So I always tell people that plays are really about not what happens on an ordinary day, but what happens on an extraordinary day to ordinary people. And so it's sort of how people do extraordinary things in times of crisis.
As you know, 1967 was a seminal moment in history for the city of Detroit. And even how people talk about that time now, it can differ depending upon who you're speaking with. For people who see your play, what do you hope they understand about that period of Detroit history?
Well, what I learned, because I say nothing tells a story better than numbers, and what I learned when I was doing research about the city was that in 1967, 20% of the white residents of the city were already moving out as, black people were migrating from the South to the North and getting jobs in the auto industry. But in 1968, 80% of the white residents moved out of the city. And so I thought, wow, there's something explosive happened in that year, not just with the riots, but also with our how we relate to each other. And I think if Detroit's going to go, how we're moving forward right now and really getting into questions about who has ownership and a stake in the city, I think it's important to look at our history and know, not just look at it as a stain on our memory, but really examine it and see where the lines got drawn and how, if we're going to move forward collectively and in everyone's best interest, then we have to be able to heal some of the wounds of our past.
Your work has been performed in New York and in Chicago, I believe. Do you hope to bring this work back to Detroit at some point?
Oh, that's like my number one dream, is to get the work in Detroit. And my goal is to get it in Detroit and to get it there correctly, so that I'm not just throwing it around or sending it out without being able to be a part of the process and without being able to have an investment in the work while it's there, because it's just, this is the city that birthed my work. And so I definitely want to be around and see it happen from 0 to 100,
Dominique Morisot is the winner of the Edward M. Kennedy Prize for Drama, inspired by American history, for her play, Detroit 67. Dominique, again, congratulations. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Jen. It's been wonderful to talk to you.